Why is it that your brain will happily volunteer your future self to like help a friend move, but when Saturday morning actually hits, your body reacts like it is under physical attack?
Well, I mean, that is because the version of you making the promise gets all this immediate social reward, right? But the version of you executing it pays all the heavy costs.
Right, exactly. Welcome to this deep dive into week 15, day 6 of the Laws of Life workbook. We are drilling into Law 15, which is always keep your word, especially when doing so is difficult.
And today is all about the self-audit, you know?
Yeah, the self-audit. And look, to get any real value out of this, you have to be brutally honest with yourself today. Like, nobody is grading this, and nobody is ever going to see it but you.
Right. Hedging your answers now is just going to completely sabotage all the psychological heavy lifting you have done this week. I mean, as a neuroscientist, I can tell you the brain is literally hardwired to protect your ego.
Oh, 100%.
You really have to actively override your own neurological defense mechanisms to get a clear look at your actual behavior.
Yeah, in psychology, we see this all the time. Let us talk about that exact moment we sabotage ourselves, which brings us to question one. We agree to do something just to avoid, like, an awkward silence.
Or just to secure a little immediate approval, yeah.
Right. So what insecurity or need for approval causes you to commit before honestly counting the cost? We call it people-pleasing, but I know neurologically it functions almost like a reflex.
It really does. I mean, your brain's social reward circuitry basically hijacks your logical planning center.
It completely takes over.
Yeah, you get this quick dopamine hit from saying yes, which just entirely bypasses the prefrontal cortex, you know, the part of the brain that actually checks your calendar.
Right. Well, that dopamine hit definitely explains the initial overcommitment. But eventually, your body realizes the trap.
Oh, it always does.
Which brings up question two. What current commitment does your gut already know you should never have made? But let me push back on this a little bit, because is not a gut feeling usually just generalized anxiety looking for a target?
I mean, it feels like anxiety, sure, but the enteric nervous system, which is that network of neurons in your gastrointestinal tract, is actually this highly accurate pattern recognition machine.
Wait, really? So it is not just random nerves?
No, not at all. When your stomach drops over a commitment, it is sensing a genuine threat to your temporal capital, like the actual finite hours of your life. It knows you are about to lose time you really cannot afford.
Wow. Okay, so when the bill for that time comes due and you actually have to follow through, what is your go-to excuse? Because, well, question three asks this, and I am putting you on the spot. I know you have one.
Oh man, okay, fair enough. I mean, honestly, my brain instantly screams that I do not have time.
The classic I'm just so busy shield.
Exactly. It is a total cognitive distortion,
Right.
right? I just use this illusion of busyness to avoid the friction of admitting I simply do not want to do the thing.
It is so much easier than saying no.
Yeah, it really is. But hey, since we are being totally honest here, let us look at question four. What would you have to start saying no to if you actually believed your word was your most valuable possession?
Oh, ouch. Okay, turning it around on me.
Had to do it.
Fair. Well, I would definitely have to stop joining endless academic committees. I mean, I say yes, knowing I totally lack the bandwidth, just to feel validated by my peers.
See, and that right there is the ego protection mechanism in action.
It is. It
Yeah.
really is. Which is exactly why question five is so crucial. What would change if you treated every single commitment as a strict binding contract before you give it, rather than doing damage control afterward?
Well, when you treat a commitment as a strict contract up front, you completely eliminate
Right,
ambiguity.
you lock it in.
Exactly. And your brain no longer has to run these exhausting background simulations of how you are going to get out of it or, you know, who you are going to disappoint.
Which is draining.
So draining. Those constant subconscious calculations are what actually cause your cortisol to spike. Setting proactive boundaries just creates a much calmer, more regulated nervous system.
That makes so much sense. And you also start catching the things you would normally miss by leveraging question six, which deals with the bedtime question we have been using this week.
Yes, that is a huge part of this.
Because asking yourself about your unmanaged desires right before you go to sleep, I mean, it feels passive, but in psychology, we know it is incredibly active.
Oh, neurologically speaking, you are just letting the brain work offline.
Right, exactly.
As you transition into sleep, your subconscious surfaces all these insights and connections regarding your boundaries that your distracted waking brain simply filters out during the day.
Is literally surfacing gold nuggets you would otherwise miss. So, really lean into those six audit questions today.
And please keep up your daily practice. Remember to do your three times a day review of your stack.
Yes. Read through your three code rewrites, the three distill points, summarizing the core lessons, and of course those two chosen quotes.
And do not forget tonight's bedtime question either.
Definitely not. And look, tomorrow is day 7, which is designed to be a really light, easy transition that will smoothly carry us into the next law and module.
You have done the heavy lifting, so just trust the process today.
Absolutely. So I will leave you with this. If you successfully treat your word as a binding contract starting today, how much mental bandwidth will you instantly free up simply by no longer having to manage the chronic anxiety of broken promises?